Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Meeting Pros.
Welcome back to Meeting Pros. I'm Michael Lauer here in the studio with none other than Tara Morrison, president with Association Management Executives. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Well, thanks for coming in today. I know we kind of had to find a good time for both of us to get in, but I'm glad we're here. And we're talking about Association Management Executives, which is your company, correct?
Correct.
So tell me a little bit about what you guys are doing for folks.
Okay. Association Management Executives is a full-service association management company, but we specialize in the healthcare industry, mainly physician specialty associations, but also some general healthcare associations.
So what's a typical event look like for you and how you go about planning it? Because that's a niche market, right? I mean, medical associations need to have a very specific need.
It is a niche market. And the main thing is that most medical professionals need some sort of continuing medical education. So my business also has a CME entity. Continuing medical education units or credits are mainly for physicians. They're called different things for different specialties, CEUs, CRUs, just different things.
To keep them current in the field?
To keep them current in the field. Currently, in Georgia, you need 40 hours of CME every 2 years. You can get them all in 1 year. You can spread them about however you want. And that is a Category 1 ACCME credits. So we have an entity called the Southern Alliance for Physician Specialties CME, or SAP-CME, that accredits all of our association meetings.
So people can, or doctors and physicians can acquire these hours by attending your conferences through the associations that you work with?
Correct.
Now, is this the only way they can get these hours, or how does that work? Do they enroll in classes? What's the alternative to not going to one of these meetings?
There's lots of ways to do it now, and actually sometimes that can be a downfall.
Sure.
And it make our job a little more difficult. We want people to come to our conferences. We feel like live seminars and things like that are still the best way to absorb that education, but there's plenty of ways to do it, including online courses.
But your way is definitely more fun, right?
Oh yeah, definitely more fun. We do a lot more than just the education at our conferences. We feel like it's a time for physicians or the attendees in general to connect. As you know, physicians are usually in their own offices or in the OR or something. They're not out and about. They're not big networkers, but
right.
They do need to see their colleagues and talk to
one another.
There's
a huge value in that, right?
Absolutely.
So speak to some of the challenges, maybe unique challenges that the medical arena faces from an association planning standpoint.
Competition, I guess,
right.
You know, as far as you know, where they're going to get their CME. Making sure, now you can't just put on a medical conference and plan it willy-nilly and say, oh, this is for CME. There are very, very structured ways
right.
that you have to do it.
It's highly regulated, right?
It is highly regulated. You have to prove, they call it a gap analysis, that there is a gap in the medical field that you're trying to improve. So currently physicians are doing it this way. They should be doing it this way. What's in the middle is the gap. Then that's where you come up with your learning objectives and things that the physicians need to learn. And we don't do that. I mean, we
right.
assist the physicians to do that with your committees, as you know, with associations, there's volunteers. So we assist them to do that.
So typically, does the workflow that an association reaches out to you, are you reaching out to associations? Is it a mix? How does that workflow kind of go?
We've been very lucky that most of our clients or referrals now.
Right.
And it's not, we don't just plan a meeting and then they go. We're a full service association management company. So many of our associations we've had for numerous years. I'm planning a
well,
meeting.
Client retention, that's a huge testimony right there, right?
It is. It's also often quite out of your hands with associations.
How do you mean?
I mean by, for instance, we had a situation one time. We had a client. Everything was going fine. They got a new person on their board and didn't understand why, and it was an association that was out of the state. They didn't understand why the management was out of the state. Nobody cared that much. They weren't that connected to us. So when he said, you know, I don't think we should do this, they kind of shrugged their shoulders and said, okay, and we were fired. So it's as simple as that.
Just because of the location.
Absolutely.
In this day and age where communication is so easy.
And this was a little while ago.
Right.
But I always tell my staff, I said, you never know. It could be as simple as he just doesn't like the color of your hair. I mean, that may sound dumb, but you just don't know sometimes. Now, you can get hired just as easily. We still have plenty of out-of-state, just like you were saying, that in this day and age, it's so much easier to communicate. Nobody
right.
cares where
Even
you are.
Even in different time zones, it almost doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. But that's the thing, you know, the volunteers on your boards change over and change over. So even though you have some that are that have been there a long time or consistent, they do change. So sometimes you don't get that connection
right.
with them as much. Now, the older and the longer I've been working with some of my associations, then, I mean, I've been doing it so long that they do have a connection with me. But if we have one that's newer, I mean, we lost one specifically, and it was legit. They had more. We are a third party planner for them. They had unused workforce.
Sure,
you know, there's people sitting around twiddling. I mean, you shouldn't pay me to do something.
Right. So, what is the main driver for associations to hold these conferences? Is it? I know it's all about benefiting their members, but is it like an exhibitor draw, or is it more like having these breakout sessions? What's the overarching goal for the association in holding these different conferences?
It totally depends on the association.
Okay.
You know, I mean, as you know, there's an association for everything under the sun.
There's associations for associations.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, I belong to the
right,
association
exactly.
for an association. I'm on their board of directors. For us, it is colleague-to-colleague interaction and that continuing medical education. If I weren't offering the CME, I don't know if we'd get that many people at the conference.
That kind of stands you apart?
It does, because, you know, the physician will say, hey, well, I really like this location, I really like this speaker, and I could use the 10 hours of CME, and I can write it off as a business expense.
It's a win-win.
Yes.
What are some of the things that sets you apart from the typical association management company?
I think we're small enough that everybody, the clients all know us, and they have a point person. Like, I could be the point person for some of the associations. And even if it comes through me and I hand it off to one of my employees, they know that, you know, oh, Tara's our girl.
Right.
Oh, call Tara, you know, or call Marianne or something. So they like that personal connection. I still think it's funny when people call and I answer the phone, they're like, oh, I didn't think I'd get you on the phone.
Here
I
am.
Of course you get me on the phone. So I think that we have this niche with medical has made us successful in that arena, because what happens is somebody might be involved in their local association for whatever specialty, and either they've never had staff or something's going on with their staff. We have converted plenty of groups who did not have staff who needed to make that next step, and they went to one of their colleagues and said, hey, you know, do you know anybody? So, oh yeah, my association works with Tara Morrison at the association management company or association management executives, and they've been great. We've worked with them for this many years. So marketing is not something we've had to do a lot
sure.
of.
Well, call me crazy, but from what I've heard, associations don't necessarily have deep pockets, right?
You are right.
How do you manage that challenge? Because, I mean, things cost money.
They do. And that is always our biggest challenge. You know, sometimes I look at the corporate meeting planners, like, you know, with their exact number of people who are coming to this sales
right.
meeting and their big budgets
and
everything.
Yeah.
You know, they know they can plan everything. I have a situation right now. I have a meeting at the end of the month. The program chair wanted to do this extra course. The course is a great course. I'm not exactly sure why it's not succeeding, because we did it 3 years ago and it was very successful. Right now, the number of people that I have signed up might be cause for me to have to cancel
right.
this part of the course.
And with courses, if you break even, that's a success, right?
We always try.
Or are you making money on the courses?
We try to make money.
That's kind of rare, though, right? Mm-hmm.
No, it's not rare because really we that exhibit income is our non-dues revenue. I have somebody in my office that is her job. She is the director of marketing and corporate support. And her job is to fill that exhibit hall, get that dinner sponsored, get the break sponsored, apply for educational grants. Because ideally, the educational grant would pay for the program, and then all the exhibit income could go for non-dues revenue.
So, but from an exhibitor standpoint, why should I be a part of your event? What do I get out of it to be an exhibitor at your event?
You get to, instead of going around for 2 weeks around to the different doctor's offices and maybe seeing 10, 20 doctors, you're going to be in front of 100 doctors in 2 days. My biggest challenge is getting the physicians or the attendees to roam around.
We have
lots of little tricks, and we like to think we're pretty good at it.
So getting your traffic through the exhibit floor is a huge goal for you because that gives value to your exhibitors, and that pays for the party, right?
Absolutely. Pays for the whole conference.
So you said some tricks. What are some of your tricks? Is it a squishy ball or an iPad?
No, not necessarily. And now there's a lot more regulations with medical.
Especially.
It depends on the specialty and who's exhibiting. At my neurosurgery conference, you're going to get a lot of equipment on the table that's not for the taking and some literature. At my emergency physicians conference, you have people who are scribes and billing specialists. So that's a lot more. There's going to be a lot more fun
more
stuff.
My
girls call it the stuff convention.
Why is that?
Because then you can go in there and get a bag or a pen or a squishy ball or one of those little string backpacks. And the smart exhibitors, especially at these conferences, always bring something cool that the kids will like because our meetings are family friendly. And if we're doing that, the families during the times that we have exhibits, and I'll get into that exactly, the tricks of that.
Sure.
A lot of times we'll bring their family. So I have one girl who brings full-size Hershey chocolate bars wrapped in her own wrapper.
Oh, that's brilliant. Because kids, they like chocolate, right?
Sometimes.
Sometimes? Mm-hmm. That wouldn't be good for a dentist association, though, would it?
No.
But kids don't like floss.
Not so much.
That's just chocolate-flavored floss.
Right, exactly. That's a business.
That's something right there. We need to get into that together.
Okay.
Right there.
Good.
So what's on the horizon for you guys in the next coming years? You seeing growth? What's next for you guys?
We're definitely seeing some growth. I've got some business coming through mainly because of the CME entity. I have some groups who are no longer satisfied with working through their university continuing medical education departments. They've made it very, very difficult. Where else can we put on this meeting and get the CME? So it actually has gotten busy for us. My challenge is always just a staff, a bit from a business standpoint, who's going to do this meeting? How can we do it? Can we fit it in? Do I need to hire some either part-time or, temporary staff to make it work? But I guess that's a good problem to have.
So other than these courses, what is your special secret sauce that you think gives you these clients to hold on to year after year after year?
I think personalized service. I think attention to detail. I think making them feel like they're number one, which is very difficult with an association management company. You never want to say to that client, it's a slippery slope. You never want to say to that client, oh, I'm sorry, I'm working with another client right now on their conference. I can get to this next week. However, you don't want a client, because they're paying you part-time, to feel like you're constantly at their beck and call, and next thing you know, you're doing full-time work for a client that's really part-time, and then you've got to, face that issue.
So where can folks go to learn more about you guys? Maybe potential exhibitors or sponsors can get a hold of you to reach some of the people that you're serving?
They can go to our website, which is theassociationcompany.com. I will say, we have a lot of websites for our different clients. And what's that old saying, the cobbler's children go barefoot.
Yeah.
So our website is very simple, but it does have the contact information on there. It actually also has links to all of our client websites that have information for the exhibitors. But on the website is our director of marketing corporate support is listed there. So it's just either an email or a phone call away.
Great. Well, thanks for coming on the show. We're happy to have you.
Thank you for having me.
All right. I'm Michael Lauer here. That's it for Meeting Pros. We'll catch you next time.